A band of light snow continues to move across eastern parts of North Dakota and west central Minnesota at this hour, and the precipitation will continue to work its way to the northeast while diminishing this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Most of this precipitation seems to be concentrated from Harvey back down towards the Bismarck area, and from there off to the east towards Fargo. And it looks like the majority of that band of precipitation is light, but it has slowed down some travel, reduced visibilities at times, and maybe just kind of created a little bit of havoc, but not a lot. This system has produced a dusting upwards to a couple of inches of snow this morning, and as we go forward through the rest of the day, we're likely to see most of it fall apart. And so by the time we get to the evening hours, we're likely to be left with just a little dusting of snow for some of the northeastern parts of the region. But before we celebrate the fact that we dodged another disturbance, we do have to keep in mind that there's a second system that's going to develop back behind this one, and that second system will bring a little better opportunity for more meaningful snow for areas to our north, up into parts of northern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. This second wave of energy will begin to impact the region as we get out into the day on Wednesday. The system will come out of Wyoming and Montana and work its way northeast across the heart of our region. Snow will be most significant as we go forward through the day tomorrow across the northern half to two-thirds of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. The system will be a little bit more aggressive, have a little bit more moisture associated with it, and will likely leave behind 2 to 5 inches of snowfall across some of that region. Now, the rest of the northern plains and upper Midwest should not be impacted in nearly as significant a manner. We will expect to see a little bit of sporadic light precipitation in all kinds of different forms impacting various locations. The majority of this event, though, is expected to be rather minimal. We do not expect a lot of moisture of significance to occur, although a little rain and snow and maybe some freezing rain might occur in a few spots. I just can't get too excited about it having a big impact. Now, there will be a third disturbance in the central plains on Thursday that will head into the western Great Lakes region, and it may produce just a little bit of snow in the southeast corner of South Dakota and maybe southern Minnesota. We'll keep an eye on that event. That, too, will be a rather wimpy little event. Our temperatures across the region will contrast from the teens and 20s in the northern portions of the region this afternoon to the 40s and even some lower 50s in the south. We'll see 40s and 50s in the eastern half of the region tomorrow, while teens and 20s still occur in northwestern parts of North Dakota. Eventually, the cool air will overspread all of the region, and many of us will see highs in the 30s and some upper 20s on Friday, and then we'll start a more meaningful warm-up after that. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.